Good morning, church.
We have been talking the last few days about some of the things we fear and or that we're tempted to fear. Today and in the next couple days, I want to talk to you about one of the greatest things that any human fears, and that is the fear of death. There are not a lot of people who are totally comfortable with thinking about death. Now, I might be in the minority, but I am pretty good thinking and talking about death. In fact, I find myself doing it more and more. Part of that is because I have the opportunity to do a lot of funerals and meet with a lot of families who have suffered loss of a loved one. Adrian Rogers, a famous pastor, says this about death. He says, "Death is just a comma to a Christian, not a period." And I love that. It is the beginning of a continuation of life. In fact, for Christians, so much of a better life. Billy Graham, one of the people in this world that I have respected the most. It's so hard to put my faith in leaders of the Christian faith, given the amount of them whom I have respected, who have fallen from grace with unconfessed sin that is found out. But Billy Graham is one that, as I look at his life and look at the steps he took to be righteous, I just admire him so much and want to be so much like him. But Billy Graham says this about death. He says, "Death is a coronation for the Christian." Death is a coronation for the Christian. It's a celebration. It's a beginning for a Christian. I want to talk to you about three things in the next few days that I believe are the primary things that at least I've heard that people fear death. And today I want to talk about the first and foremost thing that people fear, who fear death greatly, fear. And they fear that they don't know for sure where they're going when they die. They often say, when you ask them, or if they're asked, "Do you know what's going to happen when you die?" their answer will be something like, "Well, I hope that I go to heaven. I hope I'm good enough. I hope I make the cut." That is one of the most ill-understood concepts that people, many of whom go to church, many of whom have been part of the church for their whole lives, fail to comprehend, is that we don't ever have to wonder that. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, and the Bible makes this so clear in so many different ways, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you have nothing to worry about. If you have made a commitment to God, to follow His Son Jesus and the teaching of His Word, then you've got nothing to worry about. You're saved by God's grace. You can know, so you should never answer, "I hope so," when you think about whether you'll go to heaven when you die. So I just want to start with that today. Billy Graham said something that is awesome, that this quote. He says, "You're born, you suffer, you die, but fortunately, there's a loophole." And for Christians, that loophole is that we get eternity in heaven. So if you have any doubt today whether you're saved or not, I'd like you to pray with me. And if you are saved and you know you're saved, I want you to pray with me today for those who didn't know the answer to that question and they answered with a hopefully today. Let's pray. God, we thank you so very much for your grace, for your forgiveness, for you providing a way for us to seal our eternity through what you did on the cross, Jesus. Lord, we know that we are to live for you after we make that decision, and so our good works and the good things we do are simply an outpouring or a response to that commitment to you. That shows that our commitment is real and authentic. But Lord, when we have that authentic commitment to you, we have nothing to worry about. Thank you that you have heaven waiting for us. And Lord, may we become more comfortable talking and thinking about death, about the afterlife, about what happens next. Lord, if there's anyone praying this prayer with me today who came into this devotion and prayer today, not sure of where they will spend eternity, may they right now say, Father, thank you for accepting me. I ask your forgiveness for everything I've ever done, that everything I will ever do that opposes your desire for my life, anything that I sin in, anything that I do that displeases you, Lord, forgive me and thank you for that forgiveness. Your word reminds me that as far as the east is from the west, my sin has been removed from me. And Lord, I believe that today. God, I thank you so much that you made it so simple for me to accept a relationship with you. But Lord, I'm very cognizant of the fact that it's hard to walk with you in this world. It always has been. Father, I know it will be worth it. I don't want to answer, will I go to heaven with a, I hope so, or maybe, or I hope I made the cut. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Your word promises that. And for that, our response needs to be, absolutely, I will spend eternity with my Creator. And for that, I give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.